Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to Part 11 in our 12-part series of programs entitled Biblical Economics. My question to you is this: is it possible for you to be debt-free? The answer is yes, and in today's program, we're going to go through practical steps to becoming debt-free. Step number one is start praying. That's right, start praying. Prayer should always be first and foremost in your mind in whatever you do. It should never be a last resort. It should always be the first resort. That's always first what you resort to, because being locked into the power of God, to the mind of God, to the will of God, to the ways of God, that is what's most important. And you know that this program is entitled The ABCs of the Bible. So I want to give you the ABCs of becoming debt-free. And under this first category of start praying, A is attitude. Attitude. Please pray that God will convert you from lust to love. Because most people, in America at least, are in debt, the mountains of debt that they have, because of lust. We are in an economy that promotes lust. It says you have to go after this in order to be satisfied. Every commercial you see basically is telling you that you are unsatisfied, and the only thing that's going to satisfy you is if you buy this product. You have to have the latest makeover, whether it's a facial makeover, a body makeover, or a home makeover. You have to pimp your ride. Everything has to be something that you lack. You have to strive for something that you lack. And it creates this lust, which actually is already a part of our human nature, to lust after things. And so if we want to have God's divine nature, then we have to pray that God converts our attitude from lust to love, where now we're thinking not so much about ourselves fulfilling the desires of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. Instead of that, we turn to love, wanting to give to God, serve God with all of our heart, mind, and soul, with all of our possessions, and to love our neighbors as ourselves, to be meeting their needs. And if we have that attitude, then we'll be less concerned about accumulating material things. We'll be less concerned about having the nicest ride so that people can look at it and say, man, they must be prosperous. We don't need that. What we need is for people to look at our good works and glorify God, to say, man, this person must be a godly individual. Look how they sacrifice what they have in service to other people. So we need to pray for an attitude makeover. That's what we need, is an attitude makeover. Convert me from lust to love. So that's the first point, and start praying. That's the A. Now the B, blessings. We need to ask God for blessings. Now, I'm not talking about material blessings, believe it or not. What I'm talking about here is that we need to ask that God gives us knowledge and understanding. That's the blessings we need, is knowledge of how to use what God has given us rightly. And understanding how to go about doing it. It's one thing to have knowledge, it's another thing to have understanding. Then, the C out of this is character. God, not only should we have the attitude, please convert me from lust to love. Not only should we ask for blessings, God, please give me knowledge and understanding about how to get out of debt and how to use the resources that you have entrusted me with to be a blessing to you and to be a blessing to others. But also we need to have the character. That means we need to have the work ethic. We need to put into practice the knowledge that we have. We need to be diligent and persevere, to stick to godly principles, to use biblical economics to help us to become debt-free. So that is wisdom. And I'm going to show you in Ephesians chapter 4 all three of these things, the ABCs of prayer. And so let's turn over to Ephesians chapter 4, and we'll read verses 17 through 28. This is Ephesians chapter 4, and verses 17 through 28. This I say in the Lord, that you no longer walk as other people walk, in the futility of their mind, being darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the hardening of their hearts, who, having become callous, gave themselves up to lust, to work with greediness. And are you starting to see the ABCs here? Convert me from lust to love. That's the attitude. The B is the blessings. God, please give me knowledge and understanding. And the C is the character. Help me to use wisdom. Are you beginning to see that in the scriptures here? Continuing on in verse 20, it says, but you did not learn Messiah this way, if indeed you were taught in him and heard him, because this is the truth that is in Yeshua, that you should discard your former way of life that grows corrupt after deceitful lust, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put on the new person, who in the likeness of God has been created in righteousness and holiness. Therefore, discard lies and speak truth one to another. Don't steal anymore. Instead, you should work so that you may have something to give to needy persons. Now, I'm going to go back over this passage of scriptures, and I'm going to point out the ABCs to you, just in case you missed it. All right, let's start with the A, the attitude. What it says here, and we're going to read Ephesians chapter 4, and verses 17 through 28 again. This I say in the Lord, that you no longer walk as other people walk in the futility of their mind. You should discard your former way of life. This is verse 22. You should discard your former way of life. In verse 23, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And then in verse 24, put on the new person. That's the attitude. Convert me from lust to love. Because our former way of life is that what we were following after was deceitful lust. It was working greediness. That's in verse 19. That's the former way of life. And we need to be converted from that way to a new way. And what is the new way? The new way is that we should work now instead of stealing, or work instead of being out there as a bum on the street begging for money, being in a homeless shelter. Now, I know some people are in homeless shelters due to circumstances way beyond their control, but some people are in the homeless shelters because they're lazy, they're bums, they got into bad habits, they became alcoholics, drug abusers. God says, get away from that lifestyle. Get a job. Work so that not only are you not stealing anymore, not only are you not begging for money anymore, but now work so that you can pay for your own needs and have something extra to give to other people who are in need. So the blessings, give me knowledge and understanding. In verse 20 it says, but you did not learn Messiah that way, that you should be running after the latest product, that you have to have all of the trinkets that supposedly make people happy. That's deceitful. We lust after these things, thinking this is going to satisfy us. But you did not learn Messiah that way, if indeed you were taught in him and heard him in the first place, because this is the truth in Messiah. So he goes on to say, this is the type of knowledge that you need to have, is that you need to get away from your former way of life and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And here is the understanding. In verse 22 it says, you have to discard your former way of life that grows corrupt after deceitful lust. So you know that things are deceitful. Now you know why. You understand why they are deceitful. Because they corrupt everything that you buy. Think about this. I don't celebrate Christmas because Christmas is a pagan holiday. It covers up the truth of God's holy days. But think about people who celebrate Christmas. They open up the gifts, and then 3 days later, these same gifts are in a corner somewhere, and they don't have the same excitement that they had. And you think about even buying a new home. People buy a new home or buy a new car. What happens? The home eventually falls apart. The car is turned over to the junk heap. Everything in this life that's physical corrupts, and they no longer have their luster. So therefore, we should not lust after them in the first place, because they grow corrupt. And as you get older, you start to understand that physical things corrupt. They do not have a lasting effect. They cannot satisfy us eternally. Only Jesus the Christ can do that for us. So that's the understanding. And then the C is the character. This is the wisdom. We should know what to do, that we shouldn't lust after things. We should understand we shouldn't lust after things because these things don't satisfy us. But wisdom is doing the right thing, taking this knowledge and understanding and doing something right with it. So the wisdom is in verse 25. It says, therefore discard lies and speak truth to one another. Don't steal anymore. Instead, you should work so that you may have something to give to needy persons. So the first thing you need to do if you want to become debt-free is to start praying about it and use the ABCs in your prayer life. The A is attitude. Pray that God will convert you from lust to love. And the B is blessings. Ask God for the blessings of knowledge and understanding about how to use biblical economics to get out of debt and to have enough money to actually help other people in need and to serve God through supporting the preaching of the gospel. And then the C is character. Help me to have wisdom to do the right things, to stick to the right things, to develop right habits. So the ABCs of getting out of debt when it comes to part one, praying, is attitude, blessings, and character. And read and meditate on Ephesians chapter 4 and verses 17 through 28, so that you can discard your former way of life and be renewed in the spirit of your mind and put on a new person.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org, or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.